Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. You might be surprised to learn this, but the title financial advisor isn't tightly regulated. In fact, almost anyone can use it, even if they don't have the training or accountability you'd expect when trusting someone with your money. And that can be dangerous. Let me show you five risks of choosing a financial advisor based on title alone. First, conflicts of interest. Many who call themselves advisors are actually salespeople. They earn commissions by selling certain products, which means their advice might be influenced on what pays them best, not what benefits you the most. Second, limited experience. Without advanced credentials, some advisors only focus on investments. But real financial planning also covers taxes, retirement, insurance, estate planning, and more. If your advisor isn't trained in those areas, big parts of your financial life could be ignored. Third, no fiduciary obligation. Many advisors are only required to recommend what's suitable, not what's best. That could mean higher fees, more risk, or less favorable products than what you really need. A fiduciary standard, like what CFP professionals follow, changes the game. Fourth, lack of accountability. If uncertified advisors give poor or self-serving advice, there's often no governing body to hold them responsible. You're left carrying the consequences. And fifth, outdated or cookie-cutter advice. Without continuing education requirements, some advisors fall behind on tax law changes or new planning strategies. Others might hand out one-size-fits-all plans instead of tailoring strategies to your unique goals. So those are the risks: conflicts of interest, limited knowledge, no fiduciary duty, no accountability, and outdated service. That's why choosing a certified financial planner, a CFP, makes such a difference. Let me explain what it takes for someone to achieve their CFP designation. But first, can I ask you to take the next 5 seconds and hit that like button? We're on a mission to produce relevant education and connect with more people across the country. Liking this video makes a huge difference, and I really appreciate it. So what does it take to earn the Certified Financial Planner designation? And why is it the gold standard in our profession? Well, earning this designation is no small feat. It requires what the CFP board calls the 4 E's. Education. Advisors must complete a rigorous program covering investments, retirement, tax planning, estate planning, insurance, and ethics. Second, an examination. They must pass a notoriously difficult multi-hour exam that tests both technical knowledge and real-life application. Third, experience. At least 6,000 hours of professional experience is required before earning the designation. And fourth, this is a big one, ethics. Every CFP commits to a fiduciary duty, meaning they are bound to put your interests above their own. And the learning doesn't stop there once the letters are earned. CFP professionals must complete ongoing continuing education to stay sharp in today's fast-moving financial world. Well, finally, I want to tell you about a big achievement here at Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers. Our very own financial advisor, Logan Daup, has officially earned his CFP designation. Now, Logan's journey into financial planning is pretty unique. Before joining our firm, he spent nearly a decade as a speech-language pathologist, helping children with language delays and stroke survivors regaining their voices. He's always had the heart of a teacher. And when he transitioned into finance, he carried that passion for educating and empowering people into every client meeting. He went through Dave Ramsey's Financial Coach Master Training early in his career, learning how to help people break free from debt and take control of their money. Now as a CFP, Logan pairs his clinical background with the technical rigor of financial planning, listening carefully, crafting strategies, and guiding clients towards financial independence. So why does this matter when choosing a financial advisor? Well, think of it this way. If you needed surgery, would you just pick somebody with the title doctor? No, you'd want someone board certified in their specialty. In the same way, when it comes to your finances, a CFP gives you the assurance of competence, ethics, and a holistic approach. At Whitaker Myers, we don't just see the CFP as a credential. It represents our core values. We believe in having the heart of a teacher. The more knowledge we have, the better we can guide and educate our clients. That's why we have 4 certified financial planning professionals, and many of our advisors are now beginning their certification journey. If you're ready to build a plan for financial independence, guided by advisors who are both technically skilled and committed to putting your interests first, we'd love to talk. You can find more details and schedule a conversation in the comment section below. Congratulations again to Logan on this incredible achievement. And here's to helping even more families from financial confusion to financial confidence. If you found this video helpful, please hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you see our latest content. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.